And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, which is brought to you by the Till the Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till the Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And also brought to you by CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia. Come see Tom Wilson, Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, Mike Gartner, and Ray Bourque this Sunday, October 16th at the CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia at the Dulles Expo Center. And if you go to the Capitals home opener this Saturday and you show your ticket at the Will Call office, you get in for free on Sunday, October 16th. And ladies and gentlemen, today is Tuesday, October 11th, which means it is NWHL Tuesday here on the Experience Hockey Talk. And of course, this past weekend was the opening weekend for the NWHL. And on October 7th, which was this past Friday, the Boston Pride took on the Buffalo Buttes in the first game of the 2016-17 season. And in the season opener of the 2016-17 NWHL season, we were treated to a rematch of the 2016 Isabel Cup Championship as well between these two teams, the Boston Pride and the Buffalo Buttes. In the first period, both teams came out of the gate with speed and great chances at both ends of the ice. Buttes goalie Brianne McLaughlin would make 11 saves in the period, four of which were shot by Pride captain Brianna Decker. And Pride goalie Brittany Ott would make 7 saves in the first period as well. However, going into the second period, it would become all Boston as they would find the back of the net, starting with forward Alex Carpenter, who scored her first career NWHL goal. Then Jillian Dempsey would follow suit a little over 4.5 minutes later by ringing one off the crossbar and in the net. The Buttes would make a charge and be led by Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, who had 5 shots in the second period, but the Pride's defense would stifle all opportunities. Then in the later minutes of the period, Rachel Lanes and Amanda Pelkey would score to give the Pride a 4-0 lead going into the second intermission. Then, going into the third period, the Buttes would pull Brianne McLaughlin and put Amanda Levalier in the net, and she made 11 saves in the period. Also in the third period, 7 minutes into the period, Harrison Brown would split the defense and charged in on Ott, shorthanded, to score the only Buttes goal. Brown, who announced that he is playing as a transgender athlete before the game, said that it's awesome in regards to scoring the lone Buffalo goal, but he had wished it could have been like a game-winning goal or something similar. And after an exciting game to kick off the 2016 NWHL season, the Boston Pride would defeat the Buffalo Buttes 4-1. Now, of course, going into this game, everyone expected the Boston Pride to be the top team to beat in the NWHL again this season. They're defending the title. And then, of course, next weekend, they'll be back home in Boston at the Warriors Ice Arena for their home opener. But this weekend, they're all up in Buffalo. Buffalo was able to put up a good showing despite the loss 4-1 to the Boston Pride. And then your next game was on Saturday, October 8th, as the New York Riveters took on the Boston Pride, which would be Boston's second and final game of the weekend, in a game that featured the debut of highly touted forward Amanda Kessel and Korean national team goaltender Sojung Shin. The Boston Pride wanted to play spoilers and rain on the New York Riveters' season opener. In the first period, the Riveters came out with an extra jump in their game, but the Pride were quick to match. At 3:29, Alex Carpenter would score her second goal in 2 games to get the Pride on the board, but then the Riveters would tie it up almost a minute later when Maya Odenge would score her first of the season. Then in the second period, the Pride would tip the momentum their way while playing 4-on-4. Brianna Decker would score her first goal of the season at 3:24. Then on the power play at 4:21, Blake Bolden would put the Pride up 3-1 after connecting on a cross-ice pass from Jillian Dempsey. Then Decker would score her second of the game at 10:55 after tucking in a juicy rebound left by goalie Sojung Shin. And the Pride onslaught would continue 2 minutes later after Rachel Lanes would cash in at 12:42. After the Pride made it 5-1, Riveters head coach decided to activate backup goalie Katie Fitzgerald to fill in for Shin, hoping to inject some energy into his team. At 14:42, with the help of a 5-on-3 power play, Milica McMillan would fire a laser that would beat Brittany Ott and cut the Pride's lead down to 3. Then, in the third period, determined to make a comeback, the Riveters came out and scored at 6:33 when former Buffalo Butte Tatiana Rafter would bank in a rebound. But the Pride would put the game away at 14:50 when Emily Field would score on the breakaway to give the Pride the 6-3 win and start the season at 2-0. Once again, Riveters not getting the start that they were hoping to get. Last season, they were the last team in the league. This season, they're hoping to avoid that. Obviously, as you heard by that, the only mention I ever made of Amanda Kessel was in the very beginning, stating that it was her debut. If the Riveters want to make an impact this season, Amanda Kessel needs to make an impact herself. And judging by that, there was no impact at all. But yet again, this was also her first game in the league. Same for goaltender Sojung Shin. This was her first game in the league. This is her first time truly getting a taste of what the NWHL competition is like. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we have a third game to talk about, and then I will give my player of the week after the break. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016 at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to MCWRageTV.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and it is NWHL Tuesday here on the Experience Hockey Talk, and we got one more game to cover, which took place on Sunday, October 9th, 2016, between the Connecticut Whale and the Buffalo Buttes, also in Buffalo at the Harbor Center. In the final game of the NWHL opening weekend, the Connecticut Whale made their 2016-17 debut against the Buffalo Buttes. The game would start off at a very quick pace, and less than 2 minutes into the game when Whale rookie Haley Skorupa would score her first career NWHL goal. However, the Buttes battled back to tie the game at one apiece when Megan Bozak scored with 17 seconds left in the period. Then, in the second period, less than 2 minutes into the period, the Whale would score this time again when Kelly Babstock batted the bouncing puck into the net. Then, Skorupa would score two more goals to build on the Whale's dominance over the Buttes in the second period. But, in between Skorupa's second and third goals, Emily Janiga got the Buttes back on the board with a power play goal. The Whale would go into the second intermission up 4-2. Then going into the third period, the Buttes would pull Amanda Levalier from the net and put Brianna McLaughlin in. The goalie change helped swing the momentum, as less than a minute into the period, Kelly Stedman would get the Buttes on the board and make it a one-goal deficit. Then on the power play, Courtney Konechka would score to tie the game. Then Kelly Stedman would score again midway through the third for her second of the game and give the Buttes a 5-4 lead. The Buttes were able to shut down the Whale while down two women, and were able to secure their first win of the 2016-17 season. And with that, as a result, you have the Boston Pride in first place at 2-0-0, the Buffalo Buttes in second place at 1-1-0, and the Connecticut Whale and the New York Rivers both tied for third at 0-1-0 each. And then, of course, next weekend in the NWHL, you have Saturday, October 15th, the Buffalo Buttes taking on the Boston Pride at 6:30 p.m. at the Warrior Ice Arena in Boston, Massachusetts. Then, on Sunday, October 16th, you have the Connecticut Whale visiting the New York Riveters at 5 p.m. at the Barnabas Health Hockey House, which is attached to the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Then, of course, for me, like I said, I'm going to, you know, they haven't announced, the NWHL has not announced their Player of the Week yet, so I am actually going to make my own Player of the Week for this past weekend's games. And for me, my Player of the Week has to go to Kelly Skorupa, the rookie for the Connecticut Whale. This was her first game. She scored a hat trick. She also had an assist, so she had a 4-point game in her NWHL debut. That is a very big game for her. It's also a very good building block that the Connecticut Whale can also work off of as well. So Kelly Haley Skorupa, she is my Player of the Week. 3 goals and assists for 4 points was a big catalyst for her team's offense, and there's much more to look forward to from that young lady going down the road this season. And then, of course, for more on the NWHL, for those up in the Northeast that can go to the games in Buffalo, Boston, Connecticut, or New York, you can go to nwhl.zone to find more information and to purchase tickets. Also, you can find out more about the National Women's Hockey League by going to facebook.com/National Women's Hockey League, and you can follow them on Twitter at NWHL. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also happy to announce that right now we would be doing an interview with somebody right now. Obviously, we're not right now. So I'm going to take this time, our interview time, to talk about upcoming events here on the Experience Hockey Talk. And starting off with this Thursday, live from the Tilda Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, we will be doing a pre-show. We'll be recording live at the Tilda Kilt during the Capitals season opener in Pittsburgh. So we'll be doing a pre-show, we'll be doing stuff during the game, and we'll be doing stuff after the game. So we'll have a full in-depth look at the Washington Capitals. I'll be doing my official Washington Capitals preview. We'll be doing a breakdown, like a keys to the game thing right before the game starts up. We'll be talking in between the periods and, of course, after the game's over, giving you full insight on what I thought was on in that game, what could have been better, you know, and what should be improved on. So that's what to look forward to on Thursday. Then on Friday, on The Experience, my other podcast, I will be in Boonesboro, Maryland, which is right outside of Frederick, at the Boonesboro Event Center for MCW Pro Wrestling's Autumn Armageddon Tour, which is the second stop on this tour for MCW Pro Wrestling. Obviously, The Experience is the official podcast of MCW Pro Wrestling, so we will be doing a pre-show. We will have a couple of the wrestlers on, and then we'll also be having a post-show that will be airing on Saturday morning with my good friend Mansa Herndon. And then on Saturday, October 15th, it is the Capitals' home opener against the New York Islanders. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, all I'm going to say is this. There will be a live podcast recording during the home opener. Where? I don't know yet. It could be at Tilda Kilt. It could be at the Verizon Center. But one way or the other, there will be a live podcast recording of the Experience Hockey Talk for the home opener of the Washington Capitals. So we have a lot to look forward to just this week alone. Yeah, obviously, yesterday we had the Eastern Conference preview to get things kicked off for the week. And then, of course, when we come back on Monday of next week, we will be going over the entire weekend that was the NHL, and also get ready for the week that will be for the Washington Capitals. So, ladies and gentlemen, This has been the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. We want to thank the CSA shows in Chantilly, Virginia, who on Sunday, October 16th, will have Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, Mike Gartner, and Raymond Bork all at the show signing autographs and doing photos. If you go to the home opener of the Washington Capitals game this Saturday and you bring your ticket stub with you to the CSA show in Chantilly, Virginia, you get in for free. And then, of course, as always, we're brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And as always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey and Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And as always, I'm Michael Lindenbaum. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.